Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a great movie.
What?
Well, I can't tell you until we're on the air.
Why?
Because it's a movie review.
No, we haven't done a movie. No.
Well, I have. I watched a movie, so I'll do a review.
Have you reviewed it?
Well, I watched it so I can review it.
Have you written anything down?
It's all in my brain. I think we've started.
All right.
I think we've started.
Give us the review then.
I watched... Hang on.
Oh, perfect. Doesn't What's even it called? Fucking remember the name.
What's it called? The Murder on the Oriental Express.
The Murder on the Orient Express.
Yes. Have you seen it?
Not the Oriental Express.
It's a fantastic film.
Yeah, I have seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Well, let's do this as a joint review.
I haven't seen Well, no, you I haven't seen it for a while, so you said...
Well, I don't want to give it away
too much. No. You said that it was all in your brain, Louisa.
Okay, so
you said
the review was
all in your brain.
I watched the Murder on the Orient Express.
Yep.
Could you get up a visual for me, Willie, just so it could trigger my brain again?
No, you said it was all in your head.
Watched it on Friday night and my golly goodness gracious.
You said it was all in your head.
It's in my brain.
So do the review. Nothing up.
Great cast. So it's about...
Name the cast.
So there's Johnny...
No, get that down.
There's Johnny Depp.
Yeah, it's like you've just seen a big photo of Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp.
Who else?
There's another phenomenal actor who's...
Name.
I can't remember his name. But he's a male.
Him. Okay.
And he
is we've got Johnny Depp and another male actor.
He's the
Who else?
He's the detective.
Who else?
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz, great. Johnny Depp, male actor, Penelope Cruz. Hell of a review so far. Enticing stuff.
Then there's another couple of good actors that you wouldn't know names, but you'd know faces.
Gotcha. We got Johnny Depp.
Yep.
We got another male actor.
Yes.
We got Penelope Cruz and a couple of other actors.
That you wouldn't know names, but you'd know faces.
Thank you for running through the cast.
So the whole movie is set on a train. Would you believe it from the name?
What's the train called?
The Orient Express.
Wow, she's good, the kid.
And did you know it goes from... Fuck, where does it... I think it goes from... Somewhere to Milan. And they're all on the Orient Express because they've got to get there by a certain date.
Yep.
But you know, it's real. You can actually go on that train now.
Yes.
We should do that.
I would love to.
Let's do that.
But no, fuck that. Run through the review of the movie.
I'm not going to give it away too much. So basically, it's in the title.
Just review it.
There's a murder on the train, Jack.
Which train?
On the Orient Express.
Okay, so the cast.
So there's Michelle, Judy Dench, that's the bugger.
Kenneth Branagh.
Josh
Judy
Gadd.
Dench, Johnny Depp. Daisy
Tom
Ridley.
Bateman.
Michelle Pfeiffer. Penelope Cruz.
Leslie Odom Jr. Sergi Poljanin.
Willem Dafoe. Couldn't remember any of them, huh? All A-list stars. Cool. And run us through the basic synopsis of it.
So there's a murder on the train, Jack.
You've said that 40 fucking times.
And they're all obviously suspects.
It's a murder mystery.
It's pretty much Cluedo in a movie. And I would give it, honestly, I would give it 9 out of 10.
No. Run us through why.
Because it was phenomenal acting. I was engrossed the entire time. I didn't want to pick up my phone and scroll TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to watch the train go from... Sorry, are you watching something on your phone,
No,
are you?
I just want to see how right you are. I'm looking up Murder on the Orient Express.
The fact that it's all in a train for 2.5 hours wasn't bored 1 second.
You're joking.
For 3 different shots of scenes.
Yep.
Fantastic. And I love when things all loop up and everyone's intertwined and then the end is just a, oh my good God.
No.
Yeah.
And who's the main detective? What's his name?
Guy who's well known, but you...
His name in his character.
Is it Henrik?
Sorry?
Henrich? Detective Heinrich Otto.
You're doing the review, but so I'm just wondering.
Yeah, he's the detective.
Right, let's have a look. Okay.
Is it Heinrich? Or Heinrich? What was his name? You seem to have seen it.
Yeah, I have, but no.
So
but
what
I'm
was his
but
name?
I've got it up here now. Because I've seen it a long time ago.
Kenneth is the actor. Kenneth Bragan was the actor.
Not Bragan. Now
Brogan.
Branner. Branner. Now and
Hercules Pollard.
Poirot, is it? Poirot?
Poirot? I am Hercules Poirot. And I am the greatest Poirot? Detective of the world.
And who?
That's what he says.
Fuck, who was it that wrote these wonderful murder mysteries?
The man who made Cluedo. Same guy.
The man. Don't show her. Don't show her.
2017 Mystery and Crime.
No, no, no. Who wrote the original book?
J.K.
Rowling.
Yeah.
It was before. She wrote The Murder on the Nile as well or something like that.
Well, that should be made into a movie.
It has been.
Bullshit.
The sequel.
Are you Dead Set Says? Because.
Dead Set Says.
Because TDD, I go, oh, so they've ended it so that there's another movie to watch. And he goes, don't think there is.
Murder on the Nile.
Get that up for me for a moment, Willie, because you know who's reviewing
Agatha
that next.
Agatha Christie.
You know who's reviewing
Agatha
that
Christie
next week?
Agatha Christie was the author.
You know who's reviewing that next week?
Not fucking you.
Me.
Not you.
Henry Pollard.
One of the worst reviews I've ever heard.
Disagree.
Dude, you didn't know any of the cast. You didn't know the names of the characters. You've given zero plot points.
Well,
you've just told us that it was on a murder on a train 40 times.
Jack,
you didn't know the original author.
This is a new.
You knew nothing.
This is a new segment.
You're like that fat Nazi from Hogan the Heroes. Ain't not nothing. Now that's aged me. That has definitely aged me. That's not one the kids are gonna get. Hogan's Heroes, one of the greatest shows of all time. You know nothing.
It,
like that fat fucking Nazi, you know nothing.
Oh my God. You know what I'm watching tonight?
Death on the Nile, that's it.
Death on the Nile. Hold that up, Willie. I must take a Dothith screenshot of that. Thank you.
Death on the Nile. Also a tremendous flick.
I would say.
Stars Armie Hammer. Not doing too well, old Armie.
Why don't you do the next review?
Good point. Should I watch Death on the Nile this week?
Can we watch it together?
So I'm up to date? No, because I'm doing the review.
But maybe do it a little bit polished. We should think of some subcategories to be interested in, like how's it shot?
Yeah. Well,
I could go back to Murder on Murder on the Orient Express.
No.
Great cinematography.
No, see, Louisa, your review's done. All right, your review's done.
I love how this camera just panned a lot of the time. Just panned around the train. The cinematography just panned around. It just panned around the train and you just got engrossed in the train because it was a lot of panning, Jack. Similar to a panda looking around his cage.
You've got to at some point go and fuck yourself.
It's late.
It's not.
It is.
It is just past midday.
If I was over the other side of the world, it'd be the middle of the night.
But you're not.
So it's late.
You're not, kid.
Well, say lovey. Time is subjective.
Shocking review. It's absolutely not. Can I move on from one of the worst movie reviews of all time? Would anyone care? Willie, would you care?
No, I think we can probably move
you
on.
You think we can move on from that?
I think
pile
Willie
of hot dog shit.
I think Willie probably wants to know a little bit more about the film.
I think he does, but you are not the one to provide it to him.
Disagree. If you get that cast back up, I could tell you a bit more about the costumes was the other thing I loved. Judi Dench, she was great. Probably my favourite. She was evil. Stop looking at me like that. Go to sleep. Finally. It is, I mean, wait, do not wake up until your owner tells you to. And I am your owner.
And, Bedwet, is that just a little taste of what you'd get if I was to die tomorrow, today, or Lou was to boot me off the podcast? That's the sort of brilliance you'd be getting every single week, twice a week, mind you. You get that.
Four times now if you sign up to Patreon.
It's not.
Well, technically it's two, but technically four. It's 0.7 of a basketball. Would you like to do some hingy-wingies?
Get them up.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's back, Hingy Wingy. No.
So now that Hingy Wingy's is back, is that spelling trouble in paradise?
No. TDD is well and truly still around.
No, I'm just checking.
Mama found a loophole in how to get Hingy Wingy's.
Okay.
It's called TikTok or Bidwit is sending them in.
Gotcha. Love it.
Or Google.
I've missed these. Fuck, this is my favourite fucking segment.
Or Cringe Henge Boys on Instagram.
Yeah. So check them out. Some of my favourite content as well, because I love to hate shit.
You do. Okay.
Hit me.
This one said, teach me something about.
Thank you, Lord, for a wonderful day you've given to me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Teach me something about.
About?
Jesus.
What?
Crucifixion.
He hasn't elaborated enough for us to know what.
Okay, I think maybe crucifixion. So basically they nail people to crosses, break their ribs, break their legs. They'd also put a spear up into their ribs, into their abdomen, or into their heart.
I don't want to know anymore. That sounds very gruesome. Could you DM him yourself?
So I can let him know?
Yes.
Dude, apparently it was like going to the footy on a Saturday back in those times, back in the Roman times. Like, they just go, like, dude, let's go fucking get crucified. They're like, fuck yeah, boys, woo! And they'd all get pissed. Chug fucking tins of piss, and then they'd all get nailed to crosses and stuff. And it was like a fun day out. Sunday fun day. People were crazy, man.
Right.
Right.
Okay, this guy said...
That's the sort of stuff you'd get if I was doing a podcast by myself, so...
Yeah,
not much better.
I think it's probably best that we're here together.
Forever. And I will love you forever. Okay, next together. One.
I wish...
Linkin Park.
Okay, this guy said you should not go out with me if...
She's lost her touch, the kid. She's not happy.
Nothing like dead air for the yeah. Thing,
kid's done her prep. Sorry, guys, we've just had to cut 350 times because Lou just hasn't done her prep.
Shut up.
And it's really killing us.
Okay, this better fucking work.
Breathe and believe.
You should not go out with me if.
Did we just wait 5 minutes?
That's the whiffy. And this guy said, let's make sure we're on the same.
I tell you to tell him.
Oh, fuck. I can't. Fuck. Oh, this guy has said, let's make sure we're on the same page about.
I don't want to vent my frustrations with you, but it's never that simple for me. I want to know that no matter what is said or done between us, or in what odds or circumstances we could find ourselves in, I want to know that everything we do is an unquestioned commitment between us. If you can't give me that, I want to begin everything with you.
Can
what?
I?
What?
I've got a theory.
He runs a cult?
If he was born, say, in the 1850s in the Old West, there'd be like a series of murders of prostitutes in each camp, like in each settlement.
No, where does your brain go?
And he's the type of guy that would be committing those crimes.
Stop looking at Willie for reassurance on what you're saying.
That's a Jack the Ripper story.
That's like a Jack the Ripper.
Children.
If he was in Victorian England, that's Jack the Ripper.
Did he sound like Peaky Blinders, or was that just me?
No, I think he was like Dutch or something.
It was just creepy.
It was Dutch.
Very off-putting.
Yeah. Do you know who should have been off-putting? 8-year-old Lou. That's actually a joke from In Between Two Ferns.
Oh.
What's her name? Jennifer. What's her name? That fucking... Jennifer
Lawrence.
Lawrence. Great stuff from her.
She's great in Hunger Games.
She's also tremendously attractive.
Okay. This person has said, are you a cat person because...
You a cat person? Because I'm trying to be mommy's frisky little kitten.
Oh.
trying to be. Are you?
Meow.
Now, who's mummy in that situation?
Well, I believe that he's after a mummy.
Yeah, you're mummy, by the way.
I'm not a cat girl. I'm a dog girl. I'm a Toby Corgi girl.
I don't even think you're much of a dog girl.
I was at one stage. Now I feel like I'm just a corgi girl.
Were terrified of Kobe.
Or yeah, not big woofers like that. I like Labradors, Golden Retrievers, and Tobys. Kobe's scary to Lulu. Big woofers.
He's such a sweet.
I know, but they're just. But you got to get to know them. You know, like if I was around them a bit more, sure. I think a lot of people are like that.
What, scared of
bigger dogs?
Bigger dogs are what I need. I fucking hate yappy little fucks.
Oh, I don't like littles. Smallest would be Tobys.
Especially dogs like yours and mine, dude. Pit bulls or that kind of ilk.
Bruh.
People are terrified regardless.
Correct. I love little Chili. If only they knew how friendly Chili Bear was.
But that's what I mean. You see them from far away and you'd obviously be a bit scared until you get to know them.
Lulu, you came over to my house upwards of 16 times. Kobe was there every time and you never once took to him.
I think I was all right with him by the end.
No, you'd go like this.
There was a time that Steph said to me, go get something from your house. And I said, is anyone home? And she said, just Kobe. I said, you guys can have it.
Yeah. He'd lick you to death.
I know, but when you're not used to big dogs, sometimes it's a bit scary.
How are you not used to big dogs when you do the podcast with me and Willie every single fucking week?
Oh, sickles. Okay, last one, because this segment is fucking done.
Bro, you have... cooked it, but you've brought it back in the end.
But the problem is that actually not, it's the whiff.
I know, it's not your
fault. Now I'm on the 5G, it's working a bit better.
No, it's not your fault. It's just, it's been tremendous to see how poorly it's gone.
It's just, it's been quite funny to see you
break. Well, it's been quite frustrating for me.
You broke, dude.
Like, there'll be a few claps in there that I'll have to cut out.
You broke.
I'm still broken.
I know.
It's frustrating.
To the point that your voice changed. You went like this, I'm not sure. It was like
you
lost who you were.
I'm still feeling that.
All right, give Willie a kiss.
Nope, no kisses. Okay, last one. This is my favorite line from a movie.
Please fuck up.
The queen will take me. Then you're free to check the king. No, Ron, no. What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. No, you can't. There must be another way. Do you want to stop Snape from getting that stone or not? Harry, it's you that has to go on. I know it. Not me. Not Hermione. Yo.
I'm happy with that as the end.
Overplayed.
Nah.
That card's been overplayed. I'm sorry.
I love that one.
I know, but every single cunt on TikTok has done it.
I know.
It's overplayed, man. And on Hinge.
Everyone's doing that.
Yeah, it's just, for me, it's overplayed.
Well, then, for everyone, it's got to be overplayed.
It's lost its originality.
You would know best.
You have a darkness to you after that segment. You've got a darkness in your eyes.
You know what's even darker? A piece of chewing gum under your shoe.
Oh, there is some chewy under there.
That is very old and Yeah.
I'd seen some stuff. Well, that would have been, yeah.
That would have been the last time I saw it there.
Yeah, that would have been.
But you obviously worn the boots in.
I have. I wear them every day.
It's hence why the chewy's gone all dirty and it's not green spearmint.
Well, it was a green spearmint chewing gum. You're dead right. Now it is more of a black blob of shit.
How much would I have to pay you to eat that?
Fuck. $500.
Done.
Are you fair dinkum?
I'm fair dink.
You'll pay
the whole thing in your mouth. You got to chew it for at least a minute.
A minute?
Yep. Shake it.
$500.
$500.
You swear to God.
I swear to God. For a whole minute, you're chewing that.
It's got sticks. A shake on it before.
It's got sticks and shit in it.
Get a shake on it before it happens.
$500.
$500. This is fucking disgusting.
This is fucking disgusting.
You are a sick pig. Do you need $500 that bad?
You'll build your immune system.
Put the timer on.
I'll be gone for 20 seconds.
Put the timer on. Okay.
It's just fucked.
Yuck.
I know.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. I can see the bits out of wood in it.
I know.
Does it taste horrendous?
Uh-huh.
You've been going for probably 20 seconds now.
I'll go for 30.
50 seconds.
I'll go for 30.
No, you got to go to another 50 seconds. Yuck, you are despicable.
Oh, man, fuck it. I'm in it now. It's $500, mate.
You know, someone had a big weekend.
This is fucked. Oh, this is foul.
Yeah, what does it taste like? Just dirt?
Other people's urine.
Yuck, yes, you would have been working along and pissed. There's probably shit on that. There could literally be a dog shit.
Uh-huh.
You got 10 more seconds.
Yeah, baby. Bring me that $500,
you
baby.
You are disgusting.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. Done. What did we just witness?
That might be the most disgusting thing I've ever seen firsthand.
I'm actually in shock. For $500, there'd be piss on that. There'd be dog.
Almost certainly dog, human. There'd be hair. There'd be
sick.
Fucking.
Oh, I feel fucking.
Fingernails, burgies, and all, everything you find on the sidewalk.
You are the most disgusting human, but oh God, now he's going to throw up. I feel a little bit
did
sick
you
in
spit
my
in
tummy.
A bit?
Yeah, I did spit in a bit.
Was that worth it? For the $500? Because you've probably got some cat piss, some dog piss.
Can I be honest? I feel now what I can only assume any female has felt post-fornication with me. I feel immense shame. I feel immense shame. I'm not proud of myself.
Can I be honest? I'm a little bit disappointed you did that. Like, I really thought you would have just gone, fuck off, Lou. You actually should feel a bit ashamed.
And you literally took the first offer. Like, there was no bartering or anything. You just went, yeah, fuck it.
I did. I didn't negotiate terms.
And we didn't even shake on it.
We did.
Damn it.
We did.
No, don't you worry.
That
I'll be giving you your $500. Can I put it on a payment plan?
No, you
can we do this in increments?
No, you can pay me in. Can you pay me in cold, hard cash?
Yes.
Next episode.
I will pay you in cold, hard cash. I'll go to the bank and I will get out as many notes as $500 will make.
It's very well articulated.
You are disgusting.
I think the less I have to think about that, the less shame I'll feel.
That's okay.
So what I'm going to do what I do to all of my emotions. I'm going to suppress them.
Good.
I'm going to suppress that.
You know what will make you feel better? A game of categories. Because it'll lighten the mood.
So,
list number three, and your letter is.
Sorry, that's not you want.
Your letter is C.
All right.
Three, two, one, go. Three, two, one. Pens down.
Fuck.
That was a tough one.
That was actually a little bit tough. I'm not too happy with myself there.
Yeah, me either. I've got a lot of animals.
Okay.
Not me personally, I mean my answers.
Okay, yeah, we understood it.
I should get a fish, though.
Okay. You don't eat it. You fish for compliments
all day.
I think
you're jumping ahead here a bit, Lou. All right, number one, flowers.
Cordelias.
Don't think that's not a flower.
I think it is.
Cordelia.
I think it is. I'm sure Jill used to have cordelias in her garden.
It is indeed.
Yep, there we go. Fucking hell.
I got nothing.
Well.
Cordelia.
Fucking idiot.
Cordelia, you're breaking my garden with how beautiful you look.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Oh, Cordelia.
Okay.
Things that sparkle.
Crystals.
Candles.
Have you ever seen a sparkling candle?
Yeah. Sparklers are sparkling candles.
They flicker. Flicker. So if you can consider a flicker.
Oh,
a
well, Shock Horror, you two are on the same team.
No, I'm asking the team.
Yeah, candles definitely sparkle. Man.
But now that you said it's that, sassily, well. Lou, I'm going to give it to him.
Thank you.
Thank you, Willipedia.
Types of cereal.
Captain Crunch.
Cocoa Pops.
Nice.
I don't think I've ever had Captain Crunch. It's very American, isn't it?
Yeah, it is very American.
Items you save up to buy.
Cars.
Cock ring. Well, some people might not be able to afford one.
A cock ring?
Yeah.
What did a cock ring cost you, $20? Uh-huh.
Who's to you? Who's for you to say that people don't save up for them?
Yeah.
Cock rings are subjective.
They're not.
Well, they are. Fuck.
Is that the episode name?
Cock rings are subjective.
Yeah.
Otherworldly.
Keller Brimbor.
What's that?
He's a famous blacksmith elf in Lord of the Rings.
Can I get a spelling on that?
C-E-L-E-B-R-I-M-B-O-R. I believe, Celebrimbor.
I'm just thinking of the little one with long orange hair.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Good. Show me on Google.
Oh, look. Kill a motherfucking Brimbor, bitch.
Wow.
Yeah, daddy don't play no shit.
That also might be the uncoolest thing you've said on this whole show.
Daddy don't play no shit. I put Cypress.
He's an ancient elf.
Yeah, he's actually an ancient elf. He's another
daddy
one of
the, don't play no shit.
He's a blacksmith. I actually said that cool, like, daddy don't play no shit.
Yeah, but from what you were saying, he doesn't really make it that
Yeah,
cool,
I was trying to hide it, fucking nerd. You're both nerds, so get over it.
Yeah. Cypress.
What, did you mean a cyclops, buddy?
No. Nope.
Or did you mean Cypress?
Cypress. Otherworldly.
It's in this world.
Not in the movie that I watched.
Right. You don't get it.
What movie?
What was the movie?
Was called War of the Cypress.
Okay. You gotta.
And it was.
You've gotta go to bed, bud.
It was in Avatar.
Right.
Land.
Okay.
Fine, I'll cross it out just
Thank
this
you.
Once.
Thank you.
Things that are scary.
Cats.
Crocodiles. Cats.
You ever seen a fucking Siberian tiger?
Oh, yes, you're right.
TV shows from before you were born.
Cheers for asking that question. I didn't get one.
Catman.
Cheers. I got you.
Did you say Catman?
Yes.
Oh, did you fucking dare?
Have you not seen Catman?
Run us through it.
Catman is a man who was once a carpenter and he then found his love for cats and he went out into the wilderness and started hugging the lions and then they became his family. Catman.
Doesn't actually
sound that bad.
Sounds pretty bad. Sounds a bit ominous.
I don't mind it.
Out there. Was he just hugging the lions?
Pitch it to Paramount Plus.
Well, there is a DC comic called Catman.
There we go. That's
but there's
it.
No...
Sorry, was it a TV show from before you were born?
TV show before you were born.
I was thinking of the magazine.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, gotcha.
Found in the woods.
Chimps. Chimpanzees. Are found in the woods.
What woods?
Any woods around the world.
I'd argue they're more of a jungle creature.
I wouldn't.
I know.
I wouldn't.
No. I know. But I mean.
There is a picture here where they do just look like they're in some.
Fuck it. Yeah. What's the fucking difference? The jungle is the woods. Not really, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of that says it looks like the woods.
You can have a kid.
They're cute little fuckers.
Yeah, till they rip your fucking face off.
That too.
Reasons for sending a card.
Christmas.
Cunt behaviour.
I feel like we've had this before.
Have we? With C?
I don't know, maybe not with C.
It's just what I do often.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah.
But would you send a card for something?
Yeah. For cunt behaviour. No.
I feel like we had this a while ago and you said, fuck boy. That's
what is wrong with you?
Nothing's wrong with me.
Nothing at all. You don't get that.
Well, I'm going to send you
Hey, why'd you send me the card? Oh, just cunt behaviour.
I'm actually going to send you one after this podcast.
I don't think you celebrate that, though, right?
You're going to get a postcard from me. And it's going to say,
cunt behaviour.
You have been giving me cunt behaviour.
Things you can do in 5 minutes or less.
Cheer.
Chop.
Yep.
Plenty of different ways you could use the word chop, if you know what I mean.
You're talking about chopping up marijuana, drugs, illicit
narcotics. Yeah, or the other. There's another thing.
Fight. Chong, as in chong on. Oh, I should have said chong.
Mm. No, you didn't. I also...
Except that wouldn't apply to me. If we were talking about chonging on, I'd be like 28 minutes every average. So.
Places in your hometown.
Car wash.
Charlie's Meats.
Look up Charlie's Meats, Palmerston North.
No, just go Charlie's Meats New Zealand because I lived in a lot of different places.
Palmerston North is your Charlie's hometown. Hometown.
There's a meat shop, isn't there, called Charlie's Meats? Franco loved it there. Franco often used to get three sausages.
Is that right?
So I got my love of them.
So Charlie's Meats has popped up, but it's not in Palmerston North.
Where is it?
Philadelphia?
In Toronto.
Your hometown now is Rose Bay. You could have said Charcoal Charlie's.
Well, you win some, you lose some.
Found in a basement.
Cobwebs.
Car.
Cars are generally found in the garage of a house, not in the basement,
Not a small, tiny children's car.
Don't.
Or a little toy car.
So a toy car.
A car that is smaller than a regular car. Still a car.
Fuck it.
Would you call an underground garage a basement? Or
no, it'd be an underground garage. A basement is it's usually internal with indoor access that you store shit in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, it's what you're storing the car.
All right. Could have said car if you just said pet after it. Carpet. Anyway, you've
One,
decided to go
two,
with car.
One, two, three, four, five,
count what
six,
you haven't lost
seven,
and deduct
eight.
It.
Eight.
Oh, I've crushed you. Ten.
How?
Oh, how are you so surprised every... You've beat me once. Oh. Every time we play this, you're just... How is That's he just... Because you're sending cunt cards.
Yeah, and you'll be getting one after this.
It's not appropriate, Louisa.
Well, no, Jack... You've got to tell them how they make you feel because it's just, I'm sick of you coming home from school with the same gripe.
The same gripe. And what was it? And what's my gripe?
You've had enough of the boys teasing you.
Going to start try kissing girls instead.
Yes, because the boys have made them cry.
Sorry.
What?
Louisa. Sweet. All right.
Jump me on that hotline,
baby, with the hotline on the line. Hotline, baby, with the hotline on the line.
Are you ready for some hotlines?
Yes, please, you sweet fucking angel.
Why the fuck do you only do Wednesdays and Fridays? It's Monday, and I'm waiting, just waiting an extra 2 days for that 4 a.m., for that episode to come out. But you need another episode during the week. Like, I can't put my life on hold like this, guys. Like, what are you doing?
It's true.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you.
That's a very kind hotline that you want more of this.
I don't know why, but you know what they would say in Breakfast Radio? They would say that's a great segue because we're starting Patreon. So
hold on. How the fuck would you know what they do in Breakfast Radio?
I was a Breakfast Radio producer.
What?
Yes! Louisa Claire Delden!
What?
What the fuck?
Have you fucking ever told us, mate? We're supposed to be mates.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, so continue on with... I just didn't know that.
That's okay. I'm happy to talk more about it.
Hey, you learn something new every day.
You do. Well, it's a great segue because we're starting Patreon. Which...
Sorry, Willie.
Which will be extended episodes. You still get your regular two, and then there'll be extended ones.
And it's $2.50. $2.50 a week. But just know you won't be paying us. You will be paying Treon. That is what it's called. That you pay Treon. So we don't see a lick of it. I believe. I think it all goes to Treon, the owner of the company. Is that how it works?
And his wife.
And what was her name? Treoff. Yeah, it's Patreon and Patreoff.
Yep.
So you're paying Treon and Treoff.
They're a lovely couple.
Oh, they're a lapple.
No, they you know what they are? They just bring a spark to the dinner party.
And they've had some good roots.
I wouldn't know.
Trees.
Oh. Yes, and they love their leaves.
You fucking idiot.
You just spat standing in your chin.
Well, that's physically impossible.
Sorry, you spat in your beard that is covering your lack
you,
of
you could,
chin.
You could have said, they like to up and leave.
I preferred mine.
Or they're deciduous.
Yep.
Wouldn't have made as much sense, but, you know, it's still a tree-based thing.
Mm.
You could argue, sometimes when you're arguing with them, they're barking up the wrong tree.
Next one, Willie.
Hi, I've just been listening to your podcast and was just thinking about that, how your brains are the sizes of basketballs, one each, but a basketball times 0.07.
Yeah.
Also, Lou, you need to either do the GoPro noob or release the Mick Fanning video. Love you, Bedwetters for life.
Bedwetters for life. Love you. It is the ultimate ultimatum. Now, you either get...
Sorry, you're not making me do either.
Yeah. This is the world you've stepped
how?
Into. Well, you either get a couple of high quality 4K GoPros, high-res GoPros strapped to the back of your legs.
And you're going to force me to do this, are you?
An aquaturd. Or Mick Fanning's vid gets released.
Well, I'm HR and I'm saying nope to both.
Well, guess what? You've promised the bedwetters, all right, you sweet little fake tanned angel.
I'm not fake tanned.
That you're going to post a little screenshot of some Mick Fanning stuff on the Me When Bell thing. Now, when are you going to do that, aren't you?
I need to do that now.
Well, Senorita, seems to me.
There's no time like the present.
And that would be a present to our lovely bedwetters.
It would. I believe they deserve that.
So if you could give them just a tickle.
I can give them a little tick-tick.
Give them a tickle of what we're looking at. Otherwise, it's GoPro season.
Bedwetters
are going hunting.
Okay.
They're hunting content.
Okay. One more, please, Wilbur.
Way more than one more.
Hello, you bunch of sweaty, smelly fucks. This is Ollie from Scotland. I'm in Sydney right now, my working holiday visa. I just wanted to let you know that Lou, fucking reek, and Josh, I've got some words of wisdom for you. I really just, you really got, like, I need you to really lock in, focus and keep thankful. Anyway, mate, yeah, love you guys. See you later.
Oh, mate, I'll take that. I'll take that advice. I think it's tremendous advice.
Off speaker phone. Off your AirPods. Phone to your fucking ear, Ollie.
You would have made a great teacher.
The Scottish accent made that even harder to understand.
Oh, yeah, correct.
With that little bit was for you.
Cars going
you
past.
You did that on purpose, Wilbur.
I did.
It's very cruel.
I'll speak to you in your native tongue. I will. I promise you, I will. I'll focus on, like, what I do. Ollie, Elliot, where your head's at, I don't mean if you...
I wasn't looking at the time.
No, yeah, it seems like you were checking the time there, sweetheart. Ollie, I'll do what you... If you tell me what I've got, if I've found...
Like, I'd like you to hop on speakerphone outside of the place.
You're right.
And leave.
But I respect you, Ollie. I like what you've done. And I will do it.
I like what you've done.
I like what you've done, Ollie. I'm not going to lie to you.
I felt
that wasn't bad.
Yeah, we've told you a million times. You're great.
All right. Quick kiss.
Okay. Come to me, though.
No, that's not how it works. If I do a good accent.
I came to you last time.
Well, Willie. Come, Willie. Thank you,
buddy. Do you want a raspberry in your tum-tum? Come on, chop up. Time for a raspberry.
Imagine that fucking.
Oh, come on.
You go now. Who's been a very good accenter?
You're very clever, aren't you? You're a little Scottish boy, aren't you?
Oh, that's fucking powerful shit. Willie?
Lulu, Judge. I fucking love you both. But I'm sick of hearing about breakfast fucking
radio! What? What if we ever...
I don't know what you would allude... I don't know what you're alluding to. Mate.
I don't think I've ever mentioned that because...
Why would you ever mention breakfast? No, we can't do two in one app. We can't two in one app. Sorry, two in one app's a lot. Listen, sweetheart, I know.
But
we both know.
Stop.
But guess what? Gives us a giggle, kid.
Ain't going anywhere, kid.
And guess who wants a giggle more than anyone in the world, kid? Daddy and Mummy. Now, I'd love you to clarify.
So I'm Mummy.
You're Mummy, by the way.
And you're Daddy, by the way.
Daddy. By the way. Any more, Wilbur?
Yeah, I've got a couple more.
Fuck yeah.
Hey, cunts. Hey. Just want to tell you that I love you so much. And I love you guys so much. Bye.
The friend! The friend! Who are you calling?
She sounded
good.
So fucking baked.
Who are you calling?
Can we just play her one more time, yeah, please? I want to hear the friend. The friend.
Kind of like the female John almost.
Yeah. The friend is so fucking confused.
Hey, cunts. Just want to tell you that I love you so much. Right now. And I love you guys so much. Bye.
Who are you calling right now?
It would be confusing because you started with, hey, cunts. I just want to, and she starts giggling. I just want to tell you, I love you so much. And she goes, who are you calling right now?
Oh, that's good. That's very funny.
That's healthy stuff.
Oh, and we love you, bedwetters.
We do.
And one lucky bedwetter next week is going to get a raspberry.
Aren't you? A little raspberry on your belly?
Who wants a little raspberry on their tum-tum?
I know. Willipedia does.
I do.
Don't you? Now, who's been a very good producer?
Post-podcast, yeah. Pash.
We've got a PPP after this, don't we, buddy?
We've got a PPP.
All right.
Thank you, bedwetters. We love you. And you already know about Patreon. It's coming. It's coming next week. And you're ready to rock and roll for it.
Correct, Amundi. Bonus content. 10% off merch. Early access to live shows. Fucking...
$10 a month. Hey.
$2.50 a week, kids, which is a good kid. You're hell of kids, and we love you. We loved a lot of you.
We love you guys. Mwah.
Hooray, bedwetters.
Ciao.
Keep pissing, bedwetters for life.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.